Well, you're in for a treat today. Welcome to the new show, Counterthink. I'm your host, Mike Adams, here on Infowars.com. This is a brand new show. You are watching episode one, and I invite you to spread the word. You know, Alex invited me to have a show on Infowars, and I said, "What, really? What, a show? What kind of show do you want me to do?" He said, "Look, do whatever you want to do. Cause you know, you're smart. You do the research. You focus on science and technology and medicine, things like that. Do whatever you want to do." So I said, heck yeah. We all have to join the info war to get the truth out there and really question the establishment on big, big issues. So this show, by the way, the format is we don't really talk about today's news headlines. I mean, this show actually airs on Sundays. But we'll have episodes at counterthink.com, by the way, so you can watch them anytime. The thing is, this is not about today's headlines. This is about a deep look into big issues of our day. We're going to talk about the stock market. In fact, today we have Peter Schiff on joining us later in an upcoming segment to talk about, you know, the crash that's coming, to talk about how to diversify your portfolio, to talk about gold, those kinds of things. But we're also going to cover many, many other topics on this show. I mean, science, medicine, technology, nutrition, health, disease prevention, preparedness, home gardening, homeschooling, liberty, you know, all these things, secession, civil war. We're going to talk about all these issues, and we're doing it from a counterthink point of view. And let me define what I mean by that. You know, you've got the mainstream think, as I call it, which is sort of the dumbed down masses, whatever they're told to believe, whatever lies they're told to swallow by the establishment media. You know, they're told that Trump is a horrible, evil person all the time. They're told that the stock market can never crash. It can only go up. I mean, it might have small corrections, but those are discount buying opportunities, you know, and you should keep buying no matter what. You're told lies. Like, you're told that the NRA is evil and the NRA kills children. The NRA is the oldest civil rights group in this country, by the way. But the mainstream is delusional. The mainstream is mentally ill. The mainstream lacks logic and facts and reason, and they don't even understand history. We're going to do a show on history, by the way. You know, the history of human civilization. Lots of different shows coming up. But here, what we do is we challenge the establishment. We say, well, wait a minute. Let's find a guest and let's bring on a guest. Sometimes it might be a book author. Sometimes, you know, an outspoken person like Peter Schiff, like we're having today. Let's bring on a guest and ask them some tough questions and let them answer the establishment with a counterthink point of view. That's what this show is all about. And I guess, Alex wants me to do this show because I happen to also question the establishment on just about everything, which is natural if you think for yourself. If you just think for yourself, you're going to have questions about everything. You're going to have questions, you know, about the abortion industry, questions about depopulation, eugenics, genocide. You're going to have questions about quantitative easing. You're going to have questions about the military-industrial complex. And we have the right to ask questions. And that's why I said yes and agreed to do this show, because we must exercise free speech in this country if we hope to defend it. In the same way that we have to exercise the Second Amendment, if we hope to have a Second Amendment remaining in this country, you know, after the Democrats are trying to take away our guns and confiscate them, we have to exercise the First Amendment too. And that means we have the right to ask questions, intelligent questions, informed questions, and to bring on guests who themselves are experts in their areas. And that is the focus of this show, Counterthink. And, you know, it's not just about my opinion. I'll give you my opinion from time to time, of course, in the context of the show. But this was really a show about bringing on other guests who talk about their areas of expertise. And that's why this show it's super exciting for me to do this. And I hope you enjoy the show format. I hope you share the show, spread the word. We've got a lot of great topics coming up. The website again is counterthink.com. This is episode one, so not going to be a lot of episodes there yet, but over time we'll have more and more episodes, more and more guests, one episode per week here on InfoWars. Spread the word. Counterthink is the name of the show. I'm Mike Adams. I'm your host. And when we come back, we'll talk about the stock market and the counterthink view of investing. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break here on InfoWars.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
A blast from the past there. We're doing a little bit of retro attitude here with the logo there for Counterthink. Thank you for watching the show and welcome. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the host of Counterthink, the new show here on Infowars.com. I appreciate you joining me. Today's episode focuses on the financial markets and the stock market. And you're told by the mainstream that you should just blindly invest and trust the mainstream media. Don't question anything, of course, as usual, and just keep plugging your money into their system, the system that they control. Well, today we're going to challenge that. We've got an interview with Peter Schiff coming up, who, of course, has been a contrarian, you might say, to the mainstream point of view for quite a long time. He'll be joining us in the next segment. But until then, here's a story that has come up. Now, we don't focus on today's headlines. This is more of a magazine format show, but this story really struck me. It's from a couple of weeks ago, and it says Goldman Sachs asks in a biotech research report, is curing patients a sustainable business model? And why is this important to understand if you're trying to decode the counterthink on investing? Well, here's what it is. So Goldman Sachs is basically saying, hey, all you biotech companies, you know, you're offering these amazing, miraculous cures for a one-time fee. So you take a patient that has a disease and for, I don't know, $10, $20, even $50,000, you cure that patient. And some of these are quite miraculous. Some of them actually do work, and they're permanent cures for certain conditions. Well, then Goldman Sachs says, but what are you going to do for repeat revenue? You don't have a sustainable revenue model, you see. They're sort of warning the biotech industry, which is intertwined in the pharma industry, of course. They're warning them that if you cure people, you're not going to have a revenue model. Now, when I saw this, I said, whoa, because this is, I've been talking about this for years here on Infowars.com, on my own website, naturalnews.com. I've been talking about the fact that the pharmaceutical industry exists to make money off of disease. It does not exist to cure people for free, to come up with cures, like just announce the cure for cancer and put it in the public domain. They don't exist to do that at all. They exist to make money off the continuation of sickness and disease, the ongoing treatment of disease is what makes them money. That's their revenue model. And some of the drugs they give you today cause other diseases and other symptoms. So they give you a drug for diabetes and it causes a liver dysfunction. Then they give you, you know, a drug for heart disease and it may cause a kidney disorder. They give you a drug for Alzheimer's and it causes a metabolic disorder. And then you've got diabetes eventually. You know, it's just this big spiral, this circle that traps you in this system. You're going to the doctor, you're buying prescription drugs, you're going in and out of the pharmacy, you're like a drive-through pharma maniac, and you're drugged out of your mind, but it's revenue. It's like cha-ching, cha-ching cash for the pharmaceutical business. And that's what Goldman Sachs is saying now. Hey, is curing patients a sustainable business model? The answer is no. They want you to be sick, you see. And I know, I mean, this combines finance and investing with medicine. And that's why I wanted to start off the show by talking about this. Because if you're investing in these companies, these biotech companies, you want your investment to pay off, right? So you want a revenue stream, right? No one invests money hoping to lose it. But if they cure people of diseases, they lose money because they don't have the repeat business. Think about the cancer industry, a multi-trillion dollar industry worldwide. I mean, spanning several years, but it's a huge industry. The cancer industry would collapse overnight if they cured cancer. So they can talk about how they want to cure cancer. They want to cure Alzheimer's. They want to cure diabetes. No, they don't. They want to treat these conditions with ongoing treatment, and the treatments don't cure you. That's why statin drugs are such big sellers. You know why? Because statin drugs don't solve any problem. They don't solve cardiovascular disease. They don't solve cholesterol problems. They don't make you healthier. They make a symptom temporarily disappear while earning money for the pharmaceutical companies. And I've heard from people who say, well, I just want to invest in a pharmaceutical company. They say, I just want to make money. I don't care what they do. Really? Because it's your children and it's your grandchildren. It's your life as well. It's your society. Do you want a drugged up zombie society that's living on psychiatric drugs, drugged out on antidepressants all the time and, you know, committing suicide or shooting up schools because all those kids are on psych drugs, it seems? Do you really want a society where everybody's just a drug addicted, you know, opioids killing 60,000 Americans a year plus, according to the CDC? Is that the society you want to live in? Because it doesn't make any sense to me. I think you should pick and choose your investments. I think you should put money into things that you believe in. I think you should invest in pro-liberty funds. I mean, how about a fund that supports firearms manufacturers? You know, a fund that invests in gun companies. If you believe in the Second Amendment, you believe in liberty and the right of Americans to defend themselves, especially in a society where the police are basically, you know, helpless most of the time, or even standing down in some cases as we've seen recently. Don't you have the right to defend yourself? And shouldn't we support those firearms manufacturers? You see, that's the counterthink that I'm trying to get to with this show. You know, the mainstream think is, oh, punish the gun companies. You know, boycott the investment funds that loan money to gun companies because they're evil. They make guns and guns kill people. Hey, guns actually save more lives than they take. And most of the gun deaths are people committing suicide. They would find another way if they didn't have a gun. You see, but I say, take the counterthink approach, which is invest in gun companies if you believe in firearms. And if you don't believe in the cancer industry and its criminality and its corruption and science fraud, then don't invest your money in a fund that invests in pharmaceutical giants, you see. This is key. You should make sure that your money goes into those things that you support. Like, don't put your money in Dick's Sporting Goods. Did you know Dick's Sporting Goods not only pulled those rifles off their shelves, they're actually destroying them all? I mean, they're not even selling them back to the distributor or the manufacturer. They're destroying the rifles, okay? How insane is that? They're taking the guns off the shelf. They're saying, we're not going to sell them to the public because, what, because some psycho kid shot up a school in Florida? So Dick's Sporting Goods all across the country doesn't want to sell you a legal rifle? Even if you are maybe a former cop or a former soldier or active duty cop or a concealed carry holder or law-abiding citizen, they don't want to sell you a rifle, and they don't even want you to ever buy that rifle because they're going to destroy it. What kind of economy is that? I mean, I guess they've come up with a whole new way to generate profits for the gun companies. Buy all their guns at wholesale and then destroy them at retail. I mean, this sounds like the drug industry to me. It's like, take money from people and make them sick. And then keep taking more money as they get more and more sick. I mean, what other categories of products could Dick's Sporting Goods buy and then destroy? You know, just to appease the progressives in society. I'm wondering this, you know, what about slingshots? Are they going to buy slingshots and melt them all down and burn the slingshots? I mean, what about, archery? You know, bow and arrow. Are they going to buy all these archery supplies and then just chop them into pieces? Is this a business model? Is this a good economic model for America? I don't think so. But I just had to mention, I mean, Goldman Sachs knows about it. And by the way, the World Mercury Project also talked about this. That's Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s organization. And he's a progressive. And he even covered this and said, hey, guess what? This is the end game for Big Pharma. It's all about making money off of you, off of your sickness and your suffering and your disease, while at the same time making their investors rich. Well, I say that you should think carefully about where you're investing. Now, in the upcoming segment, we're going to talk to Peter Schiff and ask him about a lot of things. So let me give you a little intro to what's coming up there. We're going to talk to Peter about blind faith investing and how so many Americans are told to just throw their money at the stock market, don't ask questions, you know, sit down, shut up, and write a check, and just throw your money into the system. We're going to ask Peter if that makes any sense at all. Of course, it doesn't. We're going to ask him about gold and should you own physical gold or a portion of physical gold. What's his, what are his thoughts on that? What about the reality check of national debt? Is there a point where our national debt begins to actually matter? Because we're going into debt deeper and deeper, even under President Trump. You know, the spending is very large. It hasn't slowed down since Trump took office. Now, he's done a lot of good things for the economy, of course, tax reform being one of them. But is there a point where this starts to become a big, big problem for America's future? We'll get answers to those questions and many others when we return. You're watching Counterthink. My name is Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. When we come back, an interview with Peter Schiff, who will have some very interesting thoughts on these subjects and much more. Stay with us. We'll be right back after these messages.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rights freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Counterthink with Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. Today we're joined by Peter Schiff. He is, of course, one of the most insightful analysis persons when it comes to stock market and valuations of assets and gold and many other things. One of his websites is schiffgold.com. He also runs europac.com. He joins us by Skype video to talk about stock market mainstream think versus the counterthink. Peter, welcome to the show.
Well, and thanks for having me on the program. Glad to be here.
It's great to have you joining us. You know, you are well known across the world for being extremely, well, let's say on point about calling out some of the hype and some of the BS in the perpetual bull market situation that people are always pushing there for the stock market. Yet you've put out some very serious warnings about things yet to come. Can you just sort of summarize your current position of where you think the stock market is headed or any timing involved in the massive correction that we all know is coming?
Yeah, well, I do think there's a good chance that in February we began a long overdue bear market. Technically, we haven't gone down 20%, so Wall Street still calls it a correction. And recently we've had a bit of a rally, which to me looks like the correction in the bear market. The only thing that would stop the bear market from actually, you know, materializing would be a change of policy by the Fed, which I wouldn't rule out because I do expect the Fed to change policy. I expect the Fed to reverse the rate hikes, go back to zero. I expect the Fed to launch another round of quantitative easing, QE4. So if they do that before we're in an official bear market, then we may never have an official bear market. So I just don't know how long the Fed is going to wait before showing its hand.
Now that's,
but it will show its hand.
That's fascinating that you mentioned that because, you know, the Fed kept interest rates artificially low, as close to zero as possible during the entire Obama administration. And yet they have been hiking rates so far under the Trump administration. And some people are theorizing that the deep state working with the Fed, let's say, wants to crash the market under Trump and blame Trump. And they're using rising interest rates in order to accomplish that. But are you saying that that may not unfold that way or could change?
Well, that, you know, you had a stronger argument when Janet Yellen was still chair, but now you have a Republican that Trump appointed. So, you know, you would wonder why would he want to undermine, you know, the administration that, you know, put him into power. But yes, I mean, the economy under a Trump, despite all the fanfare, is really no stronger than the economy was under Obama. Yet, you know, the Fed, you know, couldn't raise rates at all, really, under Obama. He finally raised rates one time before Trump was elected. So all but one of the rate hikes have taken place since Trump was elected president. So, you know, to me, it is a little suspicious, but I think the Fed was backed into a corner where it had waited so long, it kind of had to raise rates. Otherwise, the markets would have been on to, you know, the problem. Like, hey, why aren't you raising rates? But you can already see how the higher rates are taking a toll. We're running $100 billion a month budget deficits now. I mean, we're on pace for $1.2 trillion debt in 1 year, and that's without the economy in recession. Of course, if we end up lapsing into recession, which is a high probability, the deficits are going to be much larger.
Right. When do those deficits start to really matter? Because for a long time, you know, a lot of us financial hawks have said at some point you can't just keep monetizing the system. You can't just have QE2, QE3, and QE4 like you mentioned. When does this matter? Or can they keep faking this and running on new counterfeit money forever?
Well, I think it does matter. The question is, when does it matter enough to cause a crisis? But, you know, every time they raise interest rates, it increases the budget deficit because all the debt that matures needs to be rolled over for maybe 200 to 250 basis points more in yield. And, you know, that adds up to a lot of money. And now we just had the tax cuts. We just had increases in welfare spending, increases in military spending. So the government is much more expensive now than it was under Obama. And Trump has reduced the revenue necessary to pay for all that government. So we have to borrow more and more money. I mean, that's why the dollar fell in January by the most it's fallen in a January in 30 years. You have to go back to the year the stock market crashed, 1987. to see a January that weak. Now, the dollar has not recovered any of those losses. It's kind of been, you know, just kind of going sideways near the bottom. I think it's getting ready for another big leg down. And that's why you're seeing oil prices breaking out to multi-year highs. I think the highest now since December 2014. You're getting big moves up in silver. Gold's close to breaking out. And, of course, you know, bond yields are rising. So all of this is indicative of a problem that is about to explode into a crisis.
But Peter, everything you say makes sense. However, you know, this show is called Counterthink. And that's why we have you on, because you're offering an intelligent, critical analysis point of view that does run counter to a lot of the mainstream financial propaganda that's pushed out there. The mainstream system is telling consumers to just basically close your eyes and be a blind investor, trust the system, have faith in the system, don't calculate PE ratios, don't worry about risk. You know, if it's hyped up, it's going to do well. You know, look at Elon Musk and Tesla and all that hype. Why, you know, what would you say to somebody who is just starting to come around and awaken to the possibility that they've been fed a bucket of lies and delusions and daydreams about where the market's actually headed?
Well, the good news for those people is that they can still get out. The markets are still close to their highs. And even though the dollar fell a lot in January, it fell from a very high level. It's still way overvalued. So you have time to get out of U.S. assets, which would include stocks and bonds, and get out of the dollar. And get into a better portfolio of foreign stocks, and not just indiscriminately, but companies in the right countries with the right currencies, and get some exposure to commodities, get some exposure to precious metals. I mean, these markets are going to explode. I mean, right now you still have a lot of selling, overhead resistance just above the 1350 level in gold. The bears are trying to defend that level, but it's becoming increasingly harder to do that. The market will not sell off, but once it explodes, you know, it's going to be like an invading army busting through, you know, the castle door.
Right.
I mean, all of a sudden they're going to overwhelm the place. And I think you could see $100 moves up in gold in a single day, and that repeated for several days in a row. I mean, it's going to be a Katie bar the door event.
I agree with you. When that's triggered, there's going to be a mad rush. But let me ask you, you mentioned investing in other countries. And to a lot of people, you know, that film recently came out, The China Hustle, where, you know, a lot of these so-called Chinese companies, they use reverse mergers to show up on the stock market exchanges in the United States. And they were frauds, or some of them were anyway. Overseas investing seems risky to a lot of people. How do you tell people, you know, what's the wise way to approach that?
Well, all investing is risky. I mean, so, you know, it's just a question of which risks you want to accept. And which risks you want to avoid. I really want to avoid the risks of investing in the U.S. because I think they're numerous.
Good.
I want to avoid the risks of the U.S. dollar.
I'm sorry to cut you off there, Peter. We're going to go to a quick break here. We'll be right back, folks, with Peter Schiff from Europac and shiffgold.com. He joins us in this show of Counterthink to talk about the risks of investing anywhere. We'll be right back with more from Peter Schiff. I'm picking up good
vibrations. Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out. Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Yeah, you watch it. It's mind control. Mind control. Corruption of your thoughts. Destruction of your soul.
You are watching Counterthink here on InfoWars.com. I'm Mike Adams, and today we're continuing our interview with Peter Schiff of SchiffGold.com. And before the break there, Peter, you were talking about there are systemic risks in investing only in the United States. And people need to think in more diverse terms in terms of their portfolios and perhaps other countries. And you even mentioned commodities and things. I want to ask you about gold here in a second, but just finishing up your thought, you know, isn't it fascinating that a lot of Americans discount the systemic risk of having all their eggs in the U.S. basket?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, even the assets that a lot of Americans regard as being risk-free, like U.S. treasuries, they carry substantial risk. I mean, even just having a bank account carries a lot of risk. And not simply that, well, maybe the bank will fail and maybe the government won't bail you out. I'm talking about the risk of the dollar falling, your purchasing power. I mean, the dollar could collapse. I don't think any asset, no matter how safe you think it is legitimately safe if all it's promising to pay you are U.S. dollars, because there is no guarantee that the dollar will have much, if any, value by the time you get repaid. So people have to mitigate against that risk, and they got to invest abroad. Now, of course, when you invest abroad, you also subject yourself to risks. Of course, the currencies other than the dollar, you can own Swiss francs. You can own Singapore dollars. You can own New Zealand dollars. Those currencies can go down too. But you have to decide which currencies you think will go down the least. And, you know, when I invest in countries, I try to find countries that have solid economic fundamentals, that they respect the rule of law, that they have a long tradition of private property, I try to buy companies, some of them that have been around 50 or 100 years, solid financials, little debt, good dividend payers. So, you know, you try to invest, you know, as prudently as you can. That's why you hire a professional to try to, you know, guide you through all the various risks and try to avoid as many as possible. But you can't avoid all risk because we want to make a return.
Right.
And you can't get a return unless you're willing to take some risk.
And if you're saying to be wary of countries that don't respect the rule of law, that almost excludes the United States at this point because of the FBI and the DOJ and the Obama holdovers who are still working the deep state. I mean, have you ever seen such an abandonment of the rule of law?
Yeah. And despite the recent tax cuts, they talk about how they're permanent. Yeah, they're not going to be permanent in 2021. When you have a socialist president and a socialist Congress that is going to blame the massive collapse that we have on Trump, on the tax cuts, on deregulation. So their solution is going to be to jack tax rates up through the roof, especially on those greedy corporations that help wreck the economy again. At least that's going to be their narrative.
I think you're absolutely right about that. I mean, anything to blame Trump, whether it's based in fact or not, but is it possible that with enough quantitative easing, not that I'm supporting that, but is it possible that Trump could kick this can down the road all the way through, at least his first term as president, and not have the crash happen on his watch? Or is that impossible at this point?
Like, anything is possible. Look, Barack Obama made it through 8 years.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really think it was going to happen when he was initially elected. So he got out of Dodge. Bush made it through his first term. But he couldn't complete his second. So the thing collapsed, you know, the 2008 collapsed before his term ended, which is why Obama won, right? Because McCain had no chance with the Bush legacy fresh on the voters' mind. But I think the problems are now so enormous. And given the, you know, the relative lack of popularity that Trump had, I really think it's almost impossible for him to be reelected. I mean, almost. So it is, you know, it's possible, but very improbable. I think it's going to be very hard for the Republicans to retain control of Congress later this year. I think they can lose both houses of Congress, especially if we're already in recession or close to it by the time voters come into the polls.
Well, there's no doubt that the deep state has unleashed a full-on war against President Trump, again, using injustice, using violations of law. But, you know, we'll save that conversation for another show. Let me move to gold here, because of course you've got shiftgold.com, and I'm a customer of yours, by the way, because I happen to believe in owning physical gold and silver and precious metals. But there's always this talk out there, you know, the mainstream think is that gold is, you shouldn't have it physically in your possession. You should own gold stocks or gold or mining companies or have gold in a safe deposit box somewhere. And I think that's nonsense. And I think you also say that physical gold is better to own, but let's hear it from you. What's your take on all that?
Yeah, well, I think you should own physical gold. And if you are a speculator, you should own gold mining stocks. I mean, first of all, physical gold is a must have. Everybody should have some physical gold and some silver for that matter. I mean, silver is probably a better buy right now relative to gold historically, but you should have it in your possession because at least you know you got it and people can't take it from you if you have it. I mean, if you trust it to a third party, you know, the government may be able to intimidate that third party into turning over your gold. I mean, if you have it at a bank safety deposit box, there's a chance you'll never get it out. So it's good to have the physical gold, and I actually recommend that clients store some of their gold offshore. Don't have it all domestically. Keep some gold in vaults in Switzerland or Singapore or Hong Kong or Australia, places like that, just in case. And we can arrange that at Shift Gold or Gold Money is a company I work with also on that. But gold stocks, I mean, I manage a gold fund, the Euro-Pacific Gold Fund. And by the way, Morningstar ranks my fund number one year to date out of 70 gold funds. It's a 5-star fund. Obviously, you got to get a prospectus. You got to read about the risks, you know, before you invest money, yada, yada. But, you know, I think gold stocks are extremely cheap. I mean, I'm buying a lot of gold stocks for my clients in my managed accounts at Euro Pacific Capital. I own a lot of gold stocks for myself. I bought more gold stocks for myself last week.
Strategy. Yeah, you're saying have some physical gold and have it in different locations, perhaps, because you never know when gold confiscation may come back to haunt us in America. At the same time, if you want to leverage your investments, you can go into gold mining stocks, but it seems like.
I think if we just get like a 10 to 20% move up in gold from here, I think gold stocks could double, maybe more. There's so much pent up, a leverage there because everybody believes gold's going to go down. So gold stocks are not priced for $1,350 gold.
Right.
Maybe they're priced for $1,200 or $1,100 gold or maybe lower. So if gold surprises everybody and goes to $1,400, $1,500, gold stocks have a long way to go to catch up, especially if then they're going to price in a higher gold price than what we actually have. So right now it's all the bearishness that's out there. These stocks are cheap because they reflect all that fear in the gold market. Well, once the fear is replaced by greed, they're going to reprice gold stocks to reflect that. And you want to own them before that happens,
right?
Because that's how you get them on the, you know, dirt cheap.
It seems like there's something in our culture today, especially among younger people, who they want to have these huge returns without much effort and without much insight or critical thinking. You know, we saw this with the cryptocurrency ICOs, and many of the ICOs were just complete nonsense, you know, just sort of pie in the sky ideas. They raised a few million dollars in cryptocurrency. And I'm not anti-crypto, by the way. I'm not anti-blockchain. I'm just saying there was a lot of fraud and still a lot yet to be discovered in that. But people, a lot of young people seem to think that they should make 500% overnight, and they're not happy with a 20% annual return, which I think is fantastic, you know?
Yeah, you know, a lot of people got swept into the mania. I mean, that's just how manias operate, unfortunately. People get sucked into it because of the stories about how many people got rich quickly, and other people want to get rich quickly too. But the problem is, you know, those riches are generally reserved for the people who get in early and get out by the time everybody else hears the story. So I think all of the people who were piling into Bitcoin from 10,000 up to 20,000, thinking that it was going to go to 100,000 or a million because so many people had made a lot of money, the money has already been made in Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Now, what the people who bought in early are trying to do is ring the cash register.
Right.
But in order to do that, they need a whole new crop of buyers to come in and facilitate that. But these new buyers are going to be the bag holders, right?
That's right, Peter.
Music stop.
We've got one more. I'm sorry to interrupt. We've got one more break. We'll come back and finish that thought with you. You're listening to Counterthink with Mike Adams here on Infowars.com. We'll be right back after this break with final thoughts from Peter Schiff. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited. The new product at InfowarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top. The Real Red Pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients. But it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200 for the formulae. And I came up with our own formula, working with some scientists and developers. Non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com, and your purchase funds the operation. You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60 plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Michael's ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rice freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now, that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
It seems like yesterday.
And we're back with Peter Schiff here on Counterthink. This is Mike Adams, your host on Infowars.com. And thank you for watching our new show. I hope you like it. We got a lot of great guests coming up, and continuing with Peter Schiff right now. He's with Europac.com as well as ShiffGold.com. And Peter, you know, I've only got you for a couple more minutes here. I appreciate you joining me today. I do want to say, as a personal note, I very much value your insight. I'm glad you exist, man, because I watch your videos. I learn so much from what you're doing. I mean, anybody can go to, you know, CNBC and watch people read teleprompters and read numbers and spew propaganda. That's boring. That's, you know, we don't need that in society. We need people like you. You're doing a great job. So just thank you for doing what you're doing.
That's why CNBC won't have me on anymore.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, you dare to tell the truth when you go on. I mean, go figure. What do they want you to do? Come on and just push the same propaganda that they're pushing?
Yeah, I mean, like, they need another person to come on and say how great everything is and how the economy is great and the stock market always goes up. I mean, they got so many people already saying that.
Right.
Apparently that's the litmus test. If you don't get in line, then you're not welcome on their air.
Well, I know. And that seems to be the way the mainstream media operates, is demanded conformity and obedience on every issue, just finance.
It's all fake financial news. That's what it is.
It is. You know, and speaking of that, I've seen a lot of headlines where you have, okay, the market moves up today and they say, everybody buy because it's moving up. Get on the bandwagon. And then the market has a correction and they say, oh, buy now because it's discounted. So no matter what happens, they have this psychological assault. It's just like, you should always buy.
Of course. It's like, well, look, I mean, if you ask a realtor, is it a good time to buy a house? They're going to say yes, you know. Or even, look, if you ask a gold salesman, I mean, I sell gold. I mean, but, you know, I always think it's a good time to buy gold if you don't have any, because everybody needs to have gold. But, you know, I look at the trends, and when people say, hey, is it a good time for me to add to my position? Well, then I might have a different perspective. Sometimes I'll say no. Sometimes I'll say yes. But when people don't own any gold, they need to get some. It's like, you know, if you don't have a life insurance policy, and, you know, when is the time to buy it? Well, you got to buy it right now.
And
or you don't have fire insurance. You don't have auto insurance.
Exactly. And gold is so special. You know, I'm a scientist too. I run an elemental analysis lab, and we actually detect gold and lead and other elements. And I've I've never in the lab, I've never seen gold disappear. Gold is always gold, and it's been around the cosmos for billions of years. It's going to be here long after this civilization crashes and burns. You know, gold is going to be here. Your ICO or that company or even that nation may come and go, but gold isn't going anywhere. It's going to be here longer than you. That's for, I mean, us, that's for sure.
Yeah. You know, look, if we ever trade with people on other planets, we'll probably be trading with them in gold.
Yeah, that's true, because those rare elements have value everywhere in the universe.
I'm sure if there is another intelligent civilization, and there probably are, they're probably using gold as money. I mean, what else would they use? I mean, maybe they experimented with paper money too. But you know, if they're smart enough to get over here in a spaceship, I'm sure they learned those mistakes by now, and they're not coming over here with a bunch of paper.
So are you saying,
with some real buddy.
Are you saying the next gold confiscation could be run by aliens? They could come here and say, give us your gold. We're going to pull a Richard Nixon on you here.
Well, hopefully they'd at least want to trade for it.
Exactly. We're just having fun here, folks. Don't take that part too seriously. But, Peter, last question for you. What are the big signs that you think when things really start to go south in terms of the market? What are a couple of things that everyday people can look for to start to have those early signs?
Well, the early signs are here. I mean, we're already seeing the tremors, right? Look at rising bond yields. Look at the falling dollar. Look at the rising price of commodities, gold and oil. Look at the volatility in the stock market that didn't exist for a while. Look at the exploding trade deficits, the exploding budget deficits. So all these warning signs are here. So there, you know, it's time to act, because you can't wait until the warning signs, you know, develop into a full-on, you know, crisis, because then it's too late to act on the warning. But most people don't see these signs. They don't recognize them for what they are, because they don't know what to look for. You know, if you go back to the 2008 financial crisis, there were plenty of signs in 07 and 08 that crisis was around the corner. Yet nobody on Wall Street could see it coming, because they didn't understand the signs, because they didn't understand the problem. They thought there wasn't any problem. They thought everything was perfect. So they just, you know, brushed aside what to me was very obvious, because I had been waiting for years for the crisis. And then all of a sudden I saw, aha, finally, the early stages of what I've been waiting for, they're happening.
Well, that's the thing, though. It takes a sense of personal fortitude and courage to be able to stand up and say, hey, the emperor has no clothes. You know, that the mainstream think on this is completely wrong. And frankly, Peter, you know this as well as I do. There aren't that many people around who are willing to challenge the establishment on this, and you get attacked for doing so.
Well, you know, I would expect nothing less. You know, I think maybe if anything, the establishment is a little bit threatened by the things that I have to say, and that's why they do whatever they can to keep me from saying it, at least in a forum, you know, where they think there'll be an audience. I mean, luckily there's the internet. I have my own audience. I do my own podcast now at, you know, Shift Radio. I think more people listen to my podcast than watch any particular show on CNBC or Fox Business. So yeah. I've got a bigger audience than they do.
I think you're right.
And, you know, they can't keep the word from getting out, because we've been empowered by the internet and by programs like yours. I mean, I can come on your show and I can reach your audience and, you know, get the word out that way.
Yeah. And by the way, this is going to be on counterthink.com, which is being repositioned to host this show. But, Peter, I want to thank you for joining me today and taking time out of your busy schedule to give us some very valuable insights. It's been a pleasure speaking with you.
Oh, thanks a lot. My pleasure being on.
All right. We'll talk to you again, Peter. Take care. Be well. And, that was Peter Schiff, everybody. I tell you what, a great American, a true American, somebody that helps build better societies. You know, when you look at the contrast of what's out there, you have all these establishment people who are just destroying things and they're tearing down society, but they're the mainstream in many cases. You know, they're the establishment. And that's why this show, Counterthink, is about bringing on intelligent, informed individuals like Peter Schiff, who can bring you really an anti-establishment point of view. But it's not anti-establishment just to be opposed to the establishment. It is, in fact, intelligent. It is informed. And those are the kind of guests that we will bring you here on counterthink.com in more and more episodes, one episode airing each week here on Infowars.com. But I got to say, you know, I reached out to Peter Schiff and you know, told him we're doing this show, invited him on, and he said, absolutely, happy to join you. That guy impresses me so much. When I listen to him speak, it's so often the kinds of things that I would be saying if I were on that stage as he was, or speaking to a group as he often does. And he does it, even if the whole crowd is opposed to him, he still stands up and gives his voice, gives his opinion, and backs it up. And that is to be admired. So his websites, again, are Europac. I think it's europac.com, P-A-C, and shiftgold.com. So check that out, shiftgold.com. What a great American right there. Now, we got a couple more minutes in this segment. I just want to cover something for you here. Look at this. I went on the Market Watch just to look at the propaganda of how the news is pushed out there to try to get people to keep buying stocks no matter what happens. So here's one. Investors are gloomier, and that could be great for stocks. This is a headline from Market Watch. So when investors are pessimistic, you're supposed to buy more stocks. But then look at this other headline. Opinion: jump on this opportunity to get Wells Fargo stock on sale. Yes. So when the stock starts going down, they say, well, it's a sale on the stocks. So you're supposed to keep buying because it's on sale. So wait a second. You mean when it goes up, we're supposed to buy, and when it goes down, we're supposed to buy. And basically, you're just supposed to blindly buy stocks at any time, you know, no matter what's actually happening in terms of fundamentals or PE ratios or the bond market or interest rates or anything. You're just supposed to blindly keep buying stocks. And that can work for a long time as long as the faith-based system is universal enough that there are many, many participants in the system. Look, the bottom line is no matter what we talk about here, this is about the counterthink point of view. We're challenging the establishment. We are here to bring you guests here on this show, Counterthink with Infowars.com, to bring you guests and bring you views and wisdom that will challenge the way you see the world. We are not fall guys, or we're not suckers for the mainstream propaganda and lies out there. We're going to challenge the mainstream and the status quo on every single issue under the sun. We're going to talk about survival and prepping. We're going to talk about abortion. You know, we're going to talk about money and finance, technology, the stock market, medicine, health, vaccines, you name it. We're going to talk about it all right here at Counterthink, the news show here on Infowars.com. Check out the episodes at Counterthink.com. My name is Mike Adams. It's a pleasure to be here with you today. Spread the word, and we'll help Counterthink be a successful show. Thanks for watching.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
After years of research working with top developers here in the United States with the latest cutting-edge science, we are rolling out three new digestive gut aids. One of them is a powerful pro-digestive enzyme, carnivore, for being able to break down meat and other proteins better. And then the other two is a powerful 50 billion live probiotic culture of the very best strains in Floralife Advanced Restoration. And then we also have an everyday, extremely affordable Floralife Everyday Maintenance. But all of these are the very cutting-edge, top-of-the-line probiotics and digestive enzymes at an extremely affordable price. That is my goal here, is to bring you the very best at the lowest price. When you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you know you are also financing the attack on the globalist and the defense of our republic and freedom worldwide.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcast.